Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, Jeff, it's coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, food you don't know that you can enjoy at home. Believe it or not, you can. Head Chef is on the way with Ted's Meat and Potatoes right after the game, known as Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, we've got Jeremiah on the line. Jeremiah, starting out on Team Sober with question one.
Jeremiah, your mom's going to learn what caged heat is.
All right.
She doesn't even know who Nicolas Cage is anyway. So.
That's fantastic. Things are better okay, that
I
way.
Technically, I think Cage Heat is a movie about a woman's prison.
Oh. Okay. It is a movie about a woman's prison. I'm trying to use Cage as best I can.
Jeremiah.
Because Luke Cage is a brother.
Jeremiah, in all honesty.
Yes, his movie is called 16 Millimeter.
Who do you believe, Hollywood-wise or celebrity-wise, would your mom choose to be with?
Pertaining to whom?
That's what I'm saying.
Like if your mom can pick. Like I know
if your mom can pick somebody who she
wants. My mother makes it pretty clear. She would pick Christopher Walken, and I'm not making this last one up. The Geico Gecko.
I'd have to say, honestly, she would probably go with what's his name, Leonardo DiCaprio.
All right.
My mom would go Gecko.
Gecko?
Yeah.
She would go Gecko too.
Oh yeah.
That's so weird, man. Like, my mom, too.
She's
like,
really into the Titanic, that's why.
Okay. Well, she'd have to be 23, at least.
She would want to have sex with him on a waterbed.
Might be too high of an age.
Than that.
Yeah.
I get the feeling your mom would be A-OK old Leonardo showed.
Yeah, 23 is too old for Leo, isn't it?
Oh,
that's
for
about
Leo?
His cutoff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he likes, like, 19 to about 23.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Playboy age, regardless. All right, here is your question. The Guinness World Record for the longest jump from a guinea pig, was it more or less than 2 feet? And by the way, it should be known that the guinea pig that owns this record broke its own previous record.
Damn, it's a talented pig.
Oh, dude, this is like the Bruce Jenner of guinea pigs.
What kind of... Oh, so they decided to renovate their situation, huh?
There you go. Yes, Bruce Jenner is now a guinea pig.
Was it more than?
Oh, it's less?
Listen, man, it's a guinea pig, all right? Cut it some frickin' slack.
Is this truffles?
Ted, I'm just going to assume that it's truffles only because you know the name of a guinea pig and I don't. And I don't know why else you know a guinea pig. So truffles or not, just know that currently the record is 1.57 feet, which beats his
previous
record.
That's impressive.
It's a guinea pig, dude. Yeah. That is, yeah. That's like me jumping 80 feet, right? All right, your question. Multiple choice. Which band has the record for the most top 40 hits without ever having a number one hit? They had 20 songs make the top 40. No number one hits. Was it Blue Oyster Cult, Three Dog Nights, or Electric Light Orchestra?
The only one I'm really familiar with is Three Dog Nights.
Oh, I believe it was Electric Light Orchestra.
That is correct. Why do you know that?
My bad.
I made a multiple choice.
I don't know.
Because no one should know that.
I know that they never had a number one. They had a bunch of hits, so I just assumed.
Okay.
Always surprised me.
Well, Three Dog Night had a number one hit.
Which, or Jeremiah was a bullfrog?
Probably.
Was that the one?
Yeah.
And we got Jeremiah in line
one. Remember, one is a lonely man.
You know what? It explains. You said the only man I'm familiar with is Three Dog Nights. Mm-hmm. Three Dog Night. But I thought to myself, that's ridiculous. But then I realized your name is Jeremiah. It all comes together.
Right. You're a bullfrog. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
For the record, everybody should look up Truffles.
Is that the guinea pig that does the long jump?
Yeah, he was trying to.
All right. Yeah, it's the first time I saw Truffles do it. That's
okay.
Truffles. I'm impressed. All right. Here's your question. What Guns N' Roses song is the longest song to ever make the top 10 on the Billboard charts? It is 8 minutes and 57 seconds long.
And it took 8 months and 57 days for Axl Rose to write it.
No, it took longer. He started writing it in 1983. And he finished it in 1991.
Oh, my bad.
So it's about a minute per year.
Mm-hmm. See, if this was after hours and then I had my dad by my side, he would definitely nail this. But
hey, let's not bring up your dad until Monday.
I don't know.
November Rain?
November Rain.
Yeah. We saw Axl Rose get into a big Twitter war with Steve Mnuchin.
Oh, a big Twitter war. Some dude's an a-hole because he's trying to get people sick. Mnuchin says, what have you done for the country? And then put up a picture of the flag of the country of Liberia.
Yeah, what have the Liberians done?
Mm-hmm. How do you mess that up? You work for the federal government. Not saying you get into beef with somebody for whatever reason you find it important. But can you at least get the U.S. flag right? Can you at least pretend like you care about the country? And you sent the wrong flag, bro. And keep in mind, it's not even alphabetical where you hit UK.
Oh, I know.
Because it's near United States.
I know.
It's Liberia. That starts with an L. It's nowhere near the U. You don't know because you are stupid. All right, here is your question.
Correct.
Brushing your teeth. Well, I think we all know now. He's the cat that sent the text. Brushing your teeth did not take off in the U.S. until after which war? It's already terrifying that that's the case. Oh, no, later
Civil
than that.
War? No,
World War II.
No way.
So the soldiers.
That would be something.
No, no, listen. It's not that
we didn't brush our teeth.
Okay. We could brush our teeth. It just didn't take off as part of our regular hair.
Yeah, it wasn't in fat.
Right, but I guess they said the U.S. soldiers came back, and in many of the countries they came to said, hey, man, we discovered something that's awesome. Like, you don't mind talking to someone in the morning now.
They only had that terrible Bob's of Maine toothpaste. No one wanted to do it.
Boy, that's true. It's probably the toothpaste. Like, yeah, I'd rather just taste what I ate last night. All right, which was invented first, matches or lighters?
Definitely has to be matches.
You are definitely wrong.
Lighter.
Are you?
Gus, think about it when you
think
do
about,
like,
think
like
about
a,
what
like
a lighter does. What does it emulate? What does it simulate?
A piece of flint.
A lamp.
Right. That's exactly it.
Yeah,
right?
So, and then you have to have the oil and stuff.
Right.
Think of a
Zippo, Jeremiah. Same principle.
So this was 1823 they came up with lighters. That was 3 years before matches. But it doesn't seem like that should make sense. But when you think about how they're actually done, it makes a lot more sense.
It's
right.
Yeah,
right.
Because of the way that they're manufactured, you know what I mean? Anyways, I'm thinking too much, I guess.
You're not thinking enough because you got it wrong.
Oh, man.
Hey, that was Nicolas Cage. Don't get mad at me.
Next one. Let's
He's go. Got a very disturbing tweet.
What's that?
Well, the poll's up on Men's Room Live, right?
Uh-huh.
On Twitter, and it says, in honor of Mom, pick one for her and some sexy time. And this guy, I'll leave his name out of it, says, you need to put The Rock on there. I would be single for a night for sure.
Okay, this is about your mom.
Right.
Not about
you.
You
already have it.
All right, your question. Which planet in the solar system has moons that are named after Shakespeare characters?
After Shakespeare characters? Come on, man. How is that easy?
You can eliminate one planet already.
Right. You got a 1 in 8 shot. You know the name of our moon because we didn't get creative with it. That's out. Two of the planets don't have moons, so they're out.
I mean, what has the most moons on them?
If you really don't
Saturn?
Know...
Uranus.
I know you don't know.
Always Uranus, Jeremiah. If you don't know, it's always Uranus.
I know you don't know the answer to that. That's why you know it's Uranus.
All right, question number 7.
Excuse me.
Killing it today.
What part of the human body did Hannibal Lecter recommend with Chianti?
Could you repeat that one more time?
Sorry. I sure can. What part of the human body did Hannibal Lecter recommend with Chianti? And Fava Bean.
That he would recommend to what?
With Chianti wine. So one of the famous scenes in Silence of the Lambs, he's talking to Jodie Foster or Clarice, whatever the hell her name was, and he's going on about being a cannibal, and he says there's a certain part of the human body that he eats while cooking fava beans and drinking Chianti.
Nice Chianti.
You know, I gotta admit, I've only seen bits and pieces of the movie.
You don't have to have seen the movie.
What is it, the brain, right?
What would you eat on?
Oh, my God. You'd eat a brain with Chianti? What are you, a savage? Obviously, that goes with a nice dry Riesling.
From, what's his name? From freaking... I already forget his name. I apologize.
Jeremiah, the liver. Come on, man. If you're going to eat a human being and you get to the liver, you want a Chianti.
Question number 8.
I'm thinking of Beetlejuice from what's his face?
Movies are very similar.
That one sitcom from that one movie, Scary Movie. That's why I'm thinking Hannibal Lecter. I don't know.
You are thinking all wrong.
Yeah, you're thinking too much.
Your mother would not be proud.
Shut that brain down, Jeremiah, and just go with the flow.
All right, here's your question.
One. Give me an easy one. Let me go.
The city of Albuquerque is located in what desert?
Albuquerque, that's a Bugs Bunny reference, right?
It is, and a real city.
Do you know what? Do you know what state that Albuquerque is?
New Mexico, right?
Yes. All right, that's good. Tracking. I'll give you a hint. Think of a dog.
Wait, that's not the answer. New Mexico?
No, it's the name. You're looking for the name of the
New Mexico.
Desert.
Is the desert.
The desert that, like Las Vegas, is in the Mojave Desert. It is also in Nevada.
Arizona.
No, the name of the desert.
I'm spinning the wheel.
I don't know if I like
spinning
you or
the
hate.
Wheel.
Question number 9.
What was the name of the desert?
Chihuahua Desert.
Chihuahua Desert. That makes sense.
Chihuahua.
Oh, I wouldn't have said that.
All right, your question. This is mostly for Ted. And the answer is not X. What letter represents the speed of light in physics? Think about the most common equation anyone can see, right? You might not even know what it means, but you see this equation to indicate that maybe somebody smart is there, right?
Oh, yeah. All right, all right. So I have the letters now.
You have the letters.
I just learned this yesterday.
The speed of light.
There's a letter that you, when they write this equation, you see this equation all the time. Einstein is responsible for the equation. One of the letters in that equation represents the speed of light.
That's E, right?
That's energy.
No.
Oh, my God.
C.
It is C.
Yeah, because it's E equals MC squared.
All right. We got one more question for you.
I thought it was just a letter.
Jeremiah.
All right, Jeremiah, we got one more for you.
Question 10.
Jesse the Body Ventura was governor of what state?
Oh, California.
As our
Jeremiah, Minnesota. Stay on hold there. We'll talk to you again next week.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Stop thinking. Shut up. Just listen. It's Minnesota.
We said Minnesota. Why would you think we meant anything else?
God damn.
We gave him the clue.
Oh. All right. We're done with that.
I'm going to talk to your mom about your Sunday.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, Jeff coming up. 10 Meat and Potatoes has food you didn't know that you could enjoy at home. But first time for a few emails in The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
As we jump right into the birthdays, Ola Gentleman and the lovely Wobbin, today is my tiny daughter Remington's second birthday. Can we get a little kid fish sandwich? That from Dad, Mom, and Big Sister Scarlet.
Fish sandwich!
Guys, my name is Nick, and today is my 22nd trip around the sun. Just wanted to say I love listening to the show. I've been for almost 5 years now, so can I get a fish sandwich? And Coach Ted talking about how great the fishing is going to be this weekend. Have a great day, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Fish sandwich!
I mean, hell, I don't even know if you got to bait that hook. Nobody's been fishing for a while. The fish are out there, man. It should be awesome. Throw in a line, catch a fish, catch your limit, fry them up.
And they taste better right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seriously, right? It should be easy fishing. But you know what? Coach does have to tell you one thing. Hit the music again, Miles.
Okay, sure, absolutely.
Now, the fishing this weekend should be great. But listen, son, if it was easy, they'd call it catching.
Well said, Coach.
You know that one, Miles.
No, I never heard that one.
Are you serious?
No, I never heard. I've heard a couple things today I've never heard before. Some senior yes. quotes I never knew. There was all kinds of good stuff I've heard today. Bacholas, I want to wish a happy 27th birthday to my boyfriend, Stefan. Hopefully, we're on our way to get a bag of dicks. Are you guys ready for this? Going to get some dirty Germans talking about getting some juicy hamburgers, some dicks for his big day. Love you guys. That from the lovely Sarah.
Yeah, I don't care about these hamburgers, but go ahead and grab a bag of dicks.
Yeah, honestly, this gentleman loves a bag of dicks. Was it special or deluxe? Maybe a fry with some tartar sauce.
Yeah, it's like a Halloween every time.
Yeah, you ever had German tartar sauce?
No.
Yeah, it's illegal in most places. It's served directly to your mouth.
It's like a horseradish?
No, it's...
It will make you cry, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. You'll feel it in your sinuses.
So it is like horseradish?
No.
Yeah, no. All at the same time. Nothing like hot rashes, but yeah, you will know it's in your sinuses.
It burns?
Yeah.
So, well, you know, it depends on if I've had some
Z-Pack.
Gotcha. Hello, Bacholas. Today is my daughter Shelby's 29th birthday, and my mother-in-law Carol is 69 as well. Could she get a big old bong rip and a barbershop fish sandwich, please?
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side. Yeah. I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Okay. Just checking something out here real quick. Oh, very nice. Okay. Well, sent from Hawaii Mobile. I just wondered where the Hawaii Mobile was.
Hawaii, maybe?
Yeah,
Hawaii. Oh,
Hawaii.
Not the state Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii. That's what I was trying to figure out. What the
hell? Hawaii probably came out of Hawaii.
A Chinese multinational technology company. Please give a birthday shout out to my boyfriend Alex and his twin bro Matt. They are turning 30. Can he get a shout out from the Dirty Germans? Maybe a pep talk from Ted on working at home during the COVID times. Thanks, guys. That from Kelly says, P.S. Air fryers are amazing. We only make sandwiches toasted now.
Yeah, I want to put spots of me in your air fryer. But first, it's great that you're twins. One of you can have the dirty 30, the other one will have the squirty 30.
Yeah, you see? And I'll bring us the Coors Lights with us, you twins.
Yeah, we'll bring our own silver bullet.
Kelly, I gotta ask you, your boyfriend Alex, is he as good looking as his twin brother Matt, or is Matt?
Really? I bet he's ugly.
Did you get the ugly of the two twins, or did you get the hot one? I mean, honest to God, I mean, you know when you saw Matt, if Alex was the right one or not, right?
Would it be insulting to walk up to someone, right?
So I said, I mean, you're twins.
But it's still like, hey, listen, baby, I was looking at you from across the bar, and all you think was, you have a slightly better looking twin sister. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be great. Bacholas, my husband Mitchell is a big fan of yours, and his 30th birthday is today. We were supposed to go on a cruise to celebrate his big 3-0, but as with many things, that's been squashed. So I hope you guys could give him a shout out for his birthday, dirty German style.
Yeah, I think you can make up for the cruise by cruising that butt tonight.
Yeah, so you can cruise on by here and pick up a couple cute German fellas.
Yeah, I'll pull into harbor and anchor there.
Yeah, we only charge 2 cheeseburgers.
Bacholas, today's my husband, the White Jerome's 51st birthday. The social distancing doesn't bother him much for his birthday, but it does me. So we're going to celebrate together and take a ride on the bike. If you could get the birthday song and the Dirty Germans talking about riding bikes, that would be great. Stay well, guys. That from Stacy.
Yeah, it's the best way to ride the bike is without the seat.
Yeah, it's the only way. Either that or the old school one. It's shaped like banana.
bananas?
Yeah, the banana seats on my bike when I was growing up. There was no seats.
Yeah, so you like bananas? You ever seen one with outside of the peel?
Yeah, we're going to do the banana split. It's when you put your knees next to your ears.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaz and Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Hey, thanks, by the way, to Brian at Uli's. He brought us some incredible sausage for lunch today. Man, we haven't had Men's Room in a while. It was fantastic.
Yeah, what a shout out to Prosky Prosky for putting him in that delicious.
Let me just say to Brian and Prosky Prosky, we deeply appreciate it. Make no mistake about that, but there were only five people on the show.
Oh, they brought 20.
Sure, they were under the impression that we, like Earth, Wind, and Fire, have so many more members.
And Robin, if you check out Uli's website, you can still get Men's Room Original Sausage delivered to your house and all that stuff, too. So check those guys out, because they do unbelievable stuff. All right, as far as your funny names and names you'll always remember, or phrases you'll always remember, words. Guys, I used to hang out with a guy named Galen Cockers.
Wow.
That from Steven. Got on a conference call with a manager named Tremendous Johnson. I kid you not. Big black lady to boot, Tremendous Johnson.
That's what she's looking for. I think you confused her dating profile with her name.
Guys, I listen to you guys on the radio.com a few days behind, but talking about Detective Ass Man, I once got a staph infection in my finger from being drugged by a horse at a cattle branding. Anyway, a doctor called at the walk-in clinic's name was Oliver Dickman. Don't make fun of someone's name when they have a scalpel. That from Jake. What else we got? I know an old lady named Ada Beaver. Ada Beaver. I've known her for 40 years. Ada Beaver. Ada Beaver. Guys, they call me... Oh, this is a sweet, sweet woman. Guys, they call me duct tape because I duct taped a guy to the back of his closet stark-ass naked. That's not all. I super glued his back, shoulders, ass cheeks, and shins to the wall first. The guy, let's call him Dave, was as hairy a bear. He had duct taped... he was duct taped from the neck down to his shins, and you couldn't see any skin in between each strip of tape. Don't ever think you can steal thousands of dollars from a chick just because she's tiny. Tiny chicks are an evil boom. That from Danielle, known as duct tape.
Danielle... That is so terrifying, I want to sleep with you. I'm that's, scared for my life with the orgasm in my head. It's like nothing.
Yeah. I like this one. All the bitches and wobbin', so I wrecked it. Holiday party at my buddy's house. I drank a whole bottle of gin all to myself and took two Percocet. A few hours later, I really need to barf, so I stumble quickly as possible outside and throw up on the nearest tree. Next morning, I stumble into the living room. Everyone is standing around the Christmas tree wondering what happened to it. I said nothing. Guess I didn't make it outside after all. Oh, thanks for all you do, everyone, including myself, both distracted and connected. Rock on. That from William, who threw up on a Christmas tree thinking he was outside. Oh, a real football of bacholas. This one goes out to my man, Ted. I don't know if you saw this, but is it Bundesliga?
Bundesliga.
Is that how you say it? It's coming back. Finally, some real football back before the end of the month. I love watching the old rematches on TV. This will be way better, though. I'm a Tottenham fan, but I have no hate against Arsenal. Only hate is for Man City. Anyway, thank you guys for what you do. You're all great, and I love listening here in Rochester at 96.5 WCMF Rochester.
Yeah!
Classic Rock. Also, the air fryer and grill pan. Yes, Miles, I got both. Are on their way from Amazon, but I love my crock pot.
You order them from the Amazon? Nice. Good Lord.
That's the OG. Have a great weekend. From Toby, the music teacher.
If you're a soccer fan, Bundesliga starts up next weekend.
Mm-hmm. What or who bit you? Guys, I saw a box turtle crossing the street one day. I was afraid it would get hit. So I stopped, picked it up, and planned to take it home to my dad's house, as he had lots of property in a lake. It'd be safe there. Anyhow, the turtle was sliding all over the seat, kept slamming against the door in the center console, so I wrapped it in my jacket and stuck it between my knees. I thought that would keep him calm. Well, the turtle decided to come out of its shell and started trying to dig its way into my lap. I was driving and grabbing it with one hand to remove it from my crotch when it either bit me or pinched me with its shut-in shell. I'm still not sure. I am sure it hurt like mad. I one-handedly jerked the car off the road due to the sudden pain from the turtle bite, as I was an inexperienced driver and couldn't get the car back on the road. I slid into the end of a guardrail. And I'm telling you what, she messed this car up. It spared my engine. The turtle lived, but did have some scratches from being thrown into the windshield. Here's a photo. Cops thought it was hilarious. My mom asked me if I was high when I called her and told her what happened. That from Tiffany in Nashville, Tennessee.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Heads up in the house.
Thank you. There they are. Yep. Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks.
That was wild.
Which is crazy. Our crowd is social distancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So I have some random foods you didn't know you could enjoy at home, right? So nowadays, everybody's trying different things
and
whatnot.
Like sourdough bread and baking. Yeah, I was going to say baking.
Stop. Yeah, they're baking a lot of stuff.
Cut it out.
Yeah, well, and also, too, some restaurants have honestly released their recipes now. They're like,
I've seen that,
go
man.
For it.
Okay,
right?
But just know one thing. The restaurants release the recipes, but like anyone, they ain't giving you the full thing. There's one pinch of something that they're not going to tell you, and they shouldn't.
You think that's the same with like diners, drive-ins, and dives, and they show how it's made?
Absolutely.
Like, don't film this portion of it because that's the family
well,
secret recipe.
Look, man, everyone knows how to make things. Like, you can make a burger at home, you can make marinara, but restaurants, there's always something a little bit better. So, even when they get the recipe, you probably get the consistency, most of the taste, but trust me, there's a secret or two they're not going to tell.
Copycat Wendy's chili. Basically, it's the same chili you think. You can make it in an Instant Pot.
Make a hamburger.
It can also be done in a normal
saucepan. Grab the hamburger the next day.
Or a crock pot.
Right.
Man, I made one of these chili for years. My buddy.
Everybody does, man. Well, basically, they took their old, not old ground beef, but the burgers that didn't sell.
That's it.
Like, how do we
Joel,
keep costs?
Hey, man, you can scrape off the ketchup on this or whatever. Like, my buddy Joel used to
Why
be the closing manager.
Off ketchup? You're not going to taste
because you
chili.
Because you have a lot of burgers that either were mistakes or whatever.
Right, right.
So you still keep the burger, and at the end of the night, you take all the leftovers or what was left on the hot pan before you kind of, even though they're made to order, they still have.
You can make Miles, you can make your egg McBlufflin sandwiches at home.
Say it right, McBlufflin.
Copycat Tate's chocolate chip cookies, the secret, the
you can't
sea salt on top after they
Tates.
Bake them.
It's not the same.
You can't.
And then today, perfectly cooked buffalo chicken wings, Miles.
Okay.
Let's have one.
You have perfectly baked buffalo chicken wings? Where did you get those?
So, against my better judgment, we use the air fryer.
Okay. Yes!
So we gotta see if you enjoy them.
All right. I'm in.
I don't even think you should.
What do you mean you don't think I should?
You talk so much smack.
Who's? I want this real crispy one. Where are these from?
Oh,
Will?
Feel that.
That's a frozen chicken wing.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
That's really good.
Does it taste that much better than baking them in an oven?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Have you tried one?
I have not. I haven't tried the air fryer either.
Just do it. Just do it.
Get in there.
All right.
You will understand what I'm saying. It's the same frozen stuff that you buy at the grocery store. The air fryer is just a world of difference.
That is so much better.
All right, that's all I'm saying.
It really is, isn't it?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, thank you. Right?
It's
the same cheap-ass frozen bag of whatever that we all buy. You put it in the air fryer, and bam.
It's much better.
Chef Mike.
All right. Now we have some curly fries.
Oh,
sooky,
you know.
Get out of here.
Are they from the air fryer? The chef was in his pantry this morning. Called QFC.
Wow, curly fries.
We got you what you like, man.
Oh, man.
Curly fries and chicken wings.
Oh, man. You have one of these?
The air fryer.
Much crispier?
I think they're really good.
Oh, damn it! You're mad.
They're good, aren't they?
As good as advertised. You sons of bitches, I've been trying to tell you. I am not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There was no exaggeration.
These are just plain-ass regular chicken wings?
Mm-hmm. I believe I bought, I can't remember the brand. Mike, sous chef.
Matter.
Mike Hawk.
Yes.
I think they were called, like, to-go buffalo-style chicken wings.
That's
right.
I can't remember if it was, like, Tyson or Foster Farms, one of those people.
I will say, there is no sauce on these. I didn't have time to put the sauce on them, so.
That's right. Why you're the sous chef.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're.
Saucy.
Wow. By the way.
Hey, you're right. They're fantastic.
I know.
Stuff.
Miles, do we get one now?
Yes!
I mean.
Taste this. Just shut up and say yes. Come on, man.
I should. But I mean, this is what I'd be eating all the time.
Yeah,
right, curly fries and chicken wings.
Right, so that's my big fear is if I had this air fryer, that's all I would be doing is eating chicken wings.
Say it again out loud and listen how stupid the words are you said.
All right, Robin, you have one as well. No, Mike has one. Mm-hmm. That we're using Mike's today, by the way.
That's fantastic. How much did your unit cost, Mike? Do you remember?
$50.
So you can buy one for as cheap as $50.
Mm-hmm.
And it produces stuff that tastes as good.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Yeah, I would also, Mike, have you cooked any vegetables in there?
No.
I just assume Thurl hasn't.
Come on.
Has your wife cooked some crispy vegetables in there?
No.
Oh, fofo.
All right, yeah, solid.
Sorry, man.
Ooh, it's a
can you do Nick Cage with a mouthful of food?
My mouth.
is so full of hot curly fries.
Now, how long did you have to cook the curly fries for?
So, with the curly fries, unfortunately, I did have to expedite a little bit of the cooking here, but the curly fries take about 12 to 16 minutes on 350 degrees, and then the chicken I had to go for about 15 minutes on 400 degrees. So, did my best, tried to expedite it as much as I could, tried to play with it a little bit. So
that was good.
They're not even to their full capacity as far as goodness goes.
Yeah. And you're still eating fries.
Mm-hmm.
Look, bro, this is all I'm saying, and I mean this honestly, God, right? For a fairly... Do we have napkins, by the way?
No.
I just feel...
No, that's a negative.
Damn it! So you don't have a wait staff. It's just the chef and the sous chef.
Well, look, we had to pare down things.
I know.
Tough time
hey, man,
right now.
I get it. Inslee made his decision. But, oh, thank you, Robin. But it's just this. For a fairly small amount of money, ma'am, and it's not just the initial expense of buying an air fryer, but you're eating the stuff, right? So the stuff that we're eating is reasonably cheap, even at the grocery store. And everyone's trying to save money, and I'm telling you now, I would rather spend $200 on an air fryer, which could be a grocery bill. But the difference is some of the grocery bill you get, and obviously you're not going to eat this all the time because it's not that healthy, blah, blah, blah. But on the weekends, man,
well, especially
at night,
if you have kids, you can throw some stuff in and make it easy.
Brother, if you got kids, do yourself. This would be the one time you don't mind eating Dino Nuggets with them. That is not a joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, also, in some of the recipes I was talking about earlier, there's a link to a bunch of these copycat recipes posted on the Men's Room Facebook page. That's from delish.com. But there's a ton of stuff on there, man. And honestly, like, now with these air fryers, and it's not just air fryers. I saw you can buy, like, to make your Egg McMuffins. There's, like, machines that just help you make breakfast sandwiches. You just, like, crack the egg in there, and then you toast the muffin at the same time.
I did see that, yeah. I know exactly.
Some of the comments come in. It says, for God's sakes, Miles, get an air fryer already. You won't regret it. You won't. And again, but I understand yours and Ted's position, which is if I get this, basically I can buy this cheap ass frozen whatever, and it's this good.
Yeah,
it becomes problematic. Someone else says, bake a potato in an air fryer, next effing level. I did do potato skins in the air fryer.
All right,
I need a crispy skin. You know what I'm saying?
Here was the thing I found out with the air fryer as far as the cheese goes. So, with the average potato skin, cheddar cheese very oily. So when it melts, right, it spreads a lot. The air fryer, man, it crisped up the edges. It just stayed in place. Excuse me.
Ooh. Oh. Now, that's not helping the air fryer argument.
How do you know that's not part of the air fryer?
That is part of the air fryer.
Exactly.
It naturally releases its own gases. Right, but again, if you want some of those copycat recipes, go to the Men's Room Facebook page. There's a bunch of them on there.
Do it.
Yeah. And then enjoy your air fryers.
Damn.
I'm slowly.
Do you accept my air fryer praise now? You understand why I'm so excited to go home and look. On any given day, I can eat this. I can make this while I'm trying to figure out what I quote-unquote want to eat. You know what I mean? We all have the food. Yeah. Instead of eating cheese and all the rest of that crap. Like, you can make this and figure out what to eat for dinner, man.
Good stuff. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in just 7 minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check into Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, you may have heard the Treasury Department accidentally sent out some stimulus payments to dead people. Well, now they want them to return the checks.
Well, you got a problem on your hands. They're dead, and you sent them. Right? That's it. That's all they wrote. Like, you guys had a better system in place. You chose to ignore it, and this is what happens, man.
I'm going to go ahead and take those back.
Yeah.
What's sad? We didn't mean to send that to you.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm going to keep it.
Nearly half of men say they've done most of the homeschooling in the pandemic. Only 3% of women agree.
All righty.
Well, I don't know. I think it depends. Like, I will say this, right? So the kids go through the thing, and the wife will sit down. She works very diligently with them and all these kinds of things, mm-hmm. but they react different with mom. They ask questions they already know the answer to. And that just doesn't fly with me. So it's not they're not helping them. I'm like, bro, I know you know how to do it. Get it done. Get it done by the start. And then they do. And they do just as well. So you're not actively helping, but you are spurring things along.
I like it.
Let's subtract the BS. Brother, you know how to spell the words. Do it.
That's just different lessons.
I don't
want
to.
That's life. That, you know what, dude? Nobody wants to do anything. Apparently, you've been bugging my home. These are the conversations. Like this one. I don't feel like doing it. It's like, brother, it's 8:15 in the morning, and I'm sitting in the home office. I'm already working. And do you know what I do when I'm done working from home? Then I go to work. Mm-hmm. Right? And then when I get home, and then my son pointed out, you work when you get home. I'm like, right. You got 15 minutes of crap to do. Get it done.
Then you can
so it doesn't
you.
Seem like you're helping, but you are.
Indeed. The police in Jacksonville, Florida shut down a Cinco de Mayo tailgate party on Tuesday after hundreds of people showed up to a taco joint.
The one-night taco stand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're calling that Big Shirley.
Yep. That's the name of the place, the one-night taco stand.
And, well, I guess if you call it that, that's why lots of people show up.
Georgia canceled its road test for driver's licenses during the pandemic. So around 20,000 teenagers have now gotten their licenses without taking one.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
At all.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, then why did you have the test in the first place if you don't find it important? That's one. Maybe it's a cottage industry. I would believe you have the test because even people that pass the test don't drive great all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But also the insurance industry. Do you love this or hate this? Because for insurance, the idea is, look, you want people to get insurance. Did you want their money? You hedge your bets that not everyone you cover gets in an accident mm-hmm. in one day, and you lose it all, right? But when you have 20,000 uninsured teens, they're going to have 15,000 accidents out of that 20,000 in the first 12 months.
You bet.
I feel that that's actually a fairly conservative estimate there. Insurance companies are going to be paying out the ass. Mark my words on this. The insurance companies are going to lean on the governor, and the governor is going to bow to that. Right, because that's bad business, brother.
And up go insurance costs. A study has found some of the loudest voices on Facebook behind the conspiracy theory that 5G is connected to coronavirus are people selling anti-EMF products.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Follow the money.
Exactly.
Follow the money. The money gives you the answers. It's a beautiful... You don't have to like the answers you see, but nine times out of ten, that's a...
Lester would be proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
A man in North Carolina who mooned some cops said he did it because he'd gone kind of nuts being cooped up inside for 30 days because of the virus.
Did you see a picture of the guy that mooned him?
I didn't because I'm not working on it.
I feel bad for the cops.
I do too.
Put it this way, it was a full moon. It was a super moon.
Oh, no.
The moon appeared very large in the sky.
Might be the first time that people have really actually seen him naked.
I would argue, other than his mother bathing him years ago, yes.
Yeah. Standard stuff.
Hey. A fight broke out at a bank in Boston, and one man pulled a gun on someone who called him out for non-social distancing.
You can take a gun into a bank?
I suppose.
You can wear a mask in a bank. It's not that security's frisking you right now.
Right, I mean, I guess it depends on the... carry laws. I don't know the laws in Massachusetts.
Yeah, neither do I.
It seems a little aggressive to... I don't know.
So, okay, how about you back up?
Yeah, exactly.
The USDA is buying $470 million worth of surplus meat, dairy, produce, and seafood from American farmers to donate to food banks.
That's very cool.
That's
very
good.
Yeah.
An elementary school teacher in Connecticut has stepped in to take care of a student's newborn brother for a month while the student's family recovers from coronavirus.
I saw that and it seemed touching, and then the cynic in me is like, she's going to kidnap that baby.
Jeez.
I know. I'm a terrible person, man. I know that. I'm just saying the thoughts that go through my head.
Lordy. Therapy alpacas visited an assisted living home in California to greet the elderly residents from outside the window.
I'm sure the elderly love that.
Therapy alpacas.
You gotta have an alpaca. Llamas have attitudes.
And they spit. We don't need that right now.
No. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm team alpaca.
We don't need that right
now. They look very cute and furry, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah, alpacas too, man. They're great stuff. Great blankets, great shirts.
Agreed.
Don't tell them that. It makes them nervous.
There's a new bill in Congress that would forgive student loan debt for all medical professionals who are helping coronavirus patients.
And everyone just switched their major.
That's right.
I'm pre-med.
Pre-med.
There's going to be a lot of jobs available.
Yes.
You know what? Interior designers may have a video game to thank for keeping their industry afloat.
What was that?
I will tell you all about from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. We appreciate that. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999-ORLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.